On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam tells us that so much change in such a short amount of time is wearing him out. He's struggling.
I stepped toward a colleague the other day and reached my hand out to shake his. About a foot from each other, we both quickly pulled our hands back, remembering today's new social protocols. As an adolescent, we'd play jokes like this. We'd reach out to shake someone's hand and pull it away, leaving them, as we would say for some reason, psyched out. My colleague and I laughed at what seemed like foolish behavior and instead touched elbows. I've heard this new form of social greeting called the wing swing. I'd never thought the expression rubbing elbows would become literal. 3 months into the new rules of COVID behavior, and I'm still struggling to adapt. Recently, I invited an African-American friend onto the radio to discuss the riots, Black Lives Matter, and white privilege. It was a fruitful conversation that will continue on further shows. But walking into the station that day, I was as nervous as I've ever been about anything since I was a child. My biggest concern was this. Am I about to say something wrong that I don't even know about? I've avoided race conversation because I don't know how to talk about it. I don't even know how to ask a question without fearing that my question might be insulting or derogatory or condescending. Am I or am I not supposed to notice a person's race? I used to think not. Now I think so, but only at certain times and in certain circumstances. And I'm not entirely clear when those times are just yet. Again, I'm struggling to adapt. The grocery stores around here have traffic flow patterns drawn out on the floors. Head the wrong way down an aisle, and the person coming the opposite way glares at you. I had to learn that the arrows were traffic flow directions, not some sort of scavenger hunt clue. Now I know. I've learned about headphone disco parties, where 6x6 foot grids are taped onto the dance floor, one person per square. 3 different DJs are broadcasting 3 different playlists. Meaning people are silently dancing to 3 different beats. I'm struggling just to imagine that. And I'm now the owner of a piece of technology called a Sling Studio, which allows me to offer a multi-camera shoot in my office for my webinars. I deliver the content, I operate each camera, and switch from camera to camera, on my own, by myself. My team tells me this is the way forward. All clients expect this now. And, you guessed it, I'm struggling. I know the only constant is change. Hearing the cliche all my life is one thing. Living through so much change in such a short amount of time is difficult. I'm working hard to keep up. Can we just please hit the pause button for a moment or two? I know I'll adapt. I'm confident I'll learn. I'll get there. But for now, I'd like to sit down and rest a bit. So much change is exhausting. I'm struggling. I'm Cam Marston. Just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.